This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
In the midst of chaos and culture wars, there are many inside and outside the church calling for unity. A nice sounding thing, the idea of unity. It seems loving, kind, and right that we, especially as Christians, meet people halfway or at least provide some validation as to calm the storm. It just feels right, perhaps because it evokes a peacefulness and an end to struggle, this idea of unity. But one has to ask, is it biblical? Should the broad idea of unity as a priority be a biblical goal to attain? Let's do a quick survey of the biblical narrative to discover the prioritization of unity. Moses certainly didn't like that God's people were unified in making a golden calf, and Elijah certainly wasn't seeking unity when he literally mocked and made fun of the prophets of Baal. What about the Old Testament prophets who preached repent or be judged? Or John the Baptist? Certainly his message wasn't overly concerned with unity. What about Christ himself? He was not interested in broad sweeping unity unless it was unity around truth. How about the reformers? Hardly unifiers as they blasted corruption and bad theology, and not just categorically, but personally attacked false teachers. So you see my point. Unity can be a good thing, but it can also be remarkably destructive. It also depends on the nature of what the unity is based on. Of course, there's plenty of biblical evidence for Christ's church to be unified around the gospel and to be loving, but never do we see that happen at the expense of truth or conviction. In fact, Paul was very ready to give up comfort and unity for the sake of confrontation. So here's what I think. I believe that calls for unity are an easy way to play a middle ground in the midst of a very divisive culture war. Unity is innocuous. I mean, who can disagree with a statement about unity? The problem is that unity for the sake of unity is not necessarily a good thing, even in the church. Many in the church are being asked to put aside things like political convictions for the sake of unity, and I disagree with that. See, governments have incredible power to help or to hurt people. If we truly care for people, then our political ideologies are extremely important to living out a biblical worldview. True, there is much harsh rhetoric in today's political system, but the issues at stake are enormous to the well-being of millions of people, including the unborn. I do think the issues are worth fighting for, and I do not think that they should be abandoned for the sake of unity. In the U.S., the Constitution and our Judeo-Christian ethic is at stake. I, for one, will not abandon what I know to be right for the sake of some perceived or tacit unity. I can't do it, and I won't do it.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.